Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. Welcome to the Rock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound.
Fans. That's right, Scott Mesick here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and we are live from Houston, Texas, and I've got to tell you, man, what a fantastic day we have had down here at Rodeo Houston. Now, today was the Super Shootout presented by Crown Royal. Now, this is a little bit different format. We're only seeing bareback, saddle bronc, bull riding, and barrel racing, and I'll tell you, these contestants had an opportunity to compete for $25,000 in each event. You talk about some good paychecks. That's not a bad day's work, I got to tell you. And we did see some exciting events to happen down here. We're going to get right in and start talking about them. Guys, I'm telling you, if you have not already, make sure to go check out our fan page, Making 8 Network, on Facebook. We've got pictures that we should be downloading. I'm actually working on it as we speak. And for the fans that have been following me for some time, you know I'm not the best multitasker, but we're going to get it done here on a Saturday night. So let's get right down to it. Let's talk a little bit about the bareback riding. Now, the bareback riding was really a spectacular event. You know, we talked about it yesterday about how the horses really came out here to buck. But I got to tell you, Birch Rodeo Company, Survey Rodeo Company, all these, you know, Calgary Stampede, all of these stock contractors that brought horses down here, really, they brought some of the best. And we saw some great rides. You know, they had, I believe, 9 contestants or 10 contestants in each bracket. And hold on. There we go. Yeah, that's right, 5. You guys got to bear with me. It has been a long day. But they've got 10 contestants per event. Now, they take the top 4 and have a short round. But, you know, out of those 10 contestants in the bareback riding, we actually only saw 2 rides in the 70s altogether. Everything else was in the 80s, and I got to tell you, they earned every bit of it. But starting things off, you know, Jesse Davis, who we got a chance to talk with just the other day, he came out, scored an 82. Casey Fields came out, and I mean, blew away the long round with an 88-point ride, and it looked good. Now, each one of these guys are invited to come down here for the Super Shootout because of events they won last year. And Jesse actually won the Snake River Stampede, and Casey won Calgary last year. So that's what brought those guys in. Wes Stevenson, who we actually saw last night, was on a really good run last night, came out here, and, you know, he did a fantastic job, scored 2 85.5 rides. He made it back to the short round, scored 85.5 in both rounds. Ryan Gray, 84. You know, just going through, Steven Dent was one that scored 79. Win Ratliff, 74.5. Will Lowe. Now, we've actually had Will Lowe on our show. The 2-time champion down here at Rodeo Houston came out, scored an 84-point ride on Rye Whiskey of Calgary Stampede. And he was actually invited here because of his wins at Rodeo Houston. So, you know, But we really thought Will was in it. I really felt like he was going to make it back to the short round, but unfortunately for Will, was not able to do that tonight due to some of the other guys. Steven Anding scored 80-point ride. But, you know, two of the guys that I really got to talk about, Casey Coletti won the round. He won the overall average, scored 86.5, made it back to the short round with 86.5, and then came out and scored 87.5. And he was the bareback riding super shootout champion. Another guy that did really well down there, Dusty LaValle. And Dusty also made two great scores, 86.5 in the first round, 85.5 in the second round. And we actually had a chance to check in with Dusty there after the event. So let's take a listen to that interview.
Hey, guys, I'm down here with bareback rider. Also made it to the final round here in the Super Shootout, Dusty LaValle. Dusty, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here for the Super Shootout.
Well, it's a whole lot warmer. I'm from Canada, and there's a lot of snow, and it's cold up there. So a whole lot warmer, but just happy to be here. Awesome rodeo, best one of the year. Fans are awesome, and Houston's just awesome.
Well, let's talk about those horses you had here tonight. You ended up getting on two, and because you made it back to the short round, and pulled off an 86.5 and 85.5, so pretty good looking run. Set you in second place, I believe, right?
Third, I believe. Okay. Third overall, I believe. But it was really good. I was a little bit nervous coming in because I hadn't been on in like 3 months. I've been at home working, and I was a little bit nervous that I might forget how to do it. But first jump out, it just seemed like it all came right back to me, and had a couple of great horses, one from Calgary Stampede, one from Birch, and had a really good time.
Well, now, I seen a little dust fly out when they opened up that shoe gate and the horse came out. Was that the dust from the horse, or was that dust from you knocking off the old bareback riding because it's been a while?
Yeah, probably a combination of both. Want to say thanks to Multichem, this company I'm working for right now, and really great bunch of guys, great company, and I'm wearing their shirt here this evening, and had a great time.
Well, good. Now, are you going to be back here, or have you already been here for the Super Series, or the regular BP Super Series?
I haven't been. I start tomorrow. I'll be in the last series, and then hopefully again in the final.
Well, good. Yeah, hopefully it'll turn out to be a real nice long week for you. You'll be down here and advance from there. Semifinals are coming up next week, but glad to see you down here, and congratulations.
You betcha. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, that was Dusty LaValle checking in with us up there after the event. Took third place. And, of course, if those of you who may have been wondering or may not have had a chance to watch it on Fox Sports Southwest, Casey Fields was the one that finished second. Of course, he won the long round with 88. So, he was definitely looking real strong going in there. But, and I got to tell you, it was really exciting to be down there for it. And just see these guys compete on such great stock that they have down here at Rodeo Houston. So, I actually kind of jumped ahead of myself. And before we actually went into the facility, we had a chance to catch up with some fans. And we wanted to kind of get the fans' perspective down here at Rodeo Houston. So let's take a listen as we were able to check in with the fans down here before we entered into the Reliant Stadium.
Hey, guys, I'm Scott down here at Rodeo Houston. As the gates just opened, we're getting ready to head into Reliant Stadium. We're down here with some of the fans. So, sir, if you could just tell me where you're from, and is this your first time down here at Rodeo Houston?
No, I've been coming here for about 20 years. I'm 63 years old. We live out in Sealy, Texas.
Okay. And what's it like for you to come down here at Rodeo Houston?
Oh, we love it out here. A lot to see, a lot to eat, a lot of things to do. We like the entertainment, and we just have an overall good time.
No, that's right. Now, today is the Super Shootout. Do you know anything about this new format that they have here?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Okay. Do you have a favorite athlete that you like to come down here and watch, or a favorite event that you like to come down here and watch?
We like coming to the Texan football games. We like to watch the wide receivers catch the football from Matt Schaub. Or we just have a good time.
Well, there you go. Well, now, is this your son or your grandson? Okay, and do you mind if we talk with him for a few minutes? Where are you from, buddy?
I'm from Sealy, Texas.
Okay, and what is your name?
Austin Harmon.
Austin, huh? And Austin, what's it like for you to be down here at Rodeo Houston?
It's great. It's all exciting and everything. There's a lot of people here, and it's a lot of fun.
What's your favorite event in rodeo?
I like the after the concert part. It's fun at the concert.
The concerts are best for you. Do you have a favorite? You have a favorite cowboy or cowgirl you can be rooting for today?
I don't think so.
Just gonna watch some good rides and great entertainment, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, great. Well, we look forward to seeing you guys back here, and thanks for taking the time.
All right, that were some fans here, and obviously you could tell they were Houston Texans fans. And the bad part about it was is they were kind of rubbing it in our nose, I think, because we were telling them we were from Florida and we're, you know, the good old Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans. So the rivalry heated up down here at Rodeo Houston, but really a great time. And, you know, the weather was great. Of course, being in an indoor facility like the Reliance Stadium down here is just phenomenal. And to have the fans really enjoying themselves down here. They've got a huge fair that goes on out here outside the stadium itself. So you come down here, you really get your day's worth. But going back to it now, we actually had the barrel racing event was the second event out. And really, I'll tell you, this was a heated matchup. There's so much talent down here between Lisa Lockhart, Lindsay Sears, Brittany Posey, Angie Meadows, and, of course, you know, Mary Walker, who is the world champion right now. But so many young, talented ladies down here to run in the barrel racing. And we really saw a lot of great action down here as well. Mary Walker is just on fire. Now, if you guys had an opportunity to watch her at the Wrangler National Finals, you know that there's a great storyline behind Mary Walker. But not only that, but since she's come down and started, you know, getting right back into the rodeo season this year, she's just carried that I guess you could say, swagger that she had at the NFR with her, and she's winning events. She won the Super Series event last night that she was in, and she came down here today and turned out a couple of really good runs. Now, she had won Cheyenne Frontier Days in the barrel racing last year, and we were really hoping that we were able to get a chance to catch up with her. Unfortunately, being that she won this round, it was very difficult to catch up with her. So we're hoping we can still catch up with her maybe at the semifinals or maybe even in the final round later next week. So we'll try to get that to you. But if you guys listen to my show, you know that my favorite barrel racer, I'll go ahead and throw that out there. I love them all, but Lindsay Sears, I just, you know, really impressed with her. Now, she had some trouble today, ended up knocking a barrel, which, of course, put her out of contention. However, if I had another great one to pick, it would be Angie Meadows, the Oklahoma cowgirl. You know, we got to pull for her because she's in Oklahoma, but she has been to the Wrangler National Finals, and she has had some really strong runs. We were able to catch up with Angie Meadows there after the event, so let's take a listen to that interview. Hey, guys, I'm down here with Angie Meadows. Now, Angie was in the barrel racing here at the Super Shootout. She was able to advance to the semifinals. Angie, first off, congratulations for making it here. Now, you actually got here by winning Rodeo, was it Rodeo Austin?
Rodeo San Antonio.
San Antonio, okay. So you won San Antonio last year. You're down here. What's it like for you to be down here at Rodeo Houston?
It's always great to come to Houston. They always treat us so well here, and there's a lot of money up for grabs. So it's always a great rodeo that I look forward to every year.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the Super Series. Now, have you already competed in the Super Series, or are you going to be up in the fifth one starting tomorrow?
I've already competed. I was in the second set.
Were you able to advance to the semifinals?
I did, yes.
Well, good deal. So you've got a little bit longer week down here then, so we're going to see you back here next week in the semifinals and hopefully the final round, right?
Yes, I'm hoping so.
Well, good deal. Well, listen, congratulations down here on the Super Shootout, and we look forward to seeing you this week.
Thank you so much.
Yes, that was Angie Meadows, the Oklahoma cowgirl. I'm really impressed with her. You know, she's, like I said, you know, we've got to root for them all. We really do, because there's so much talent there. But, you know, we've got to pull for the hometown girl, too. So if it gets me in trouble, I apologize. But we really have had a great time down here in Houston, and just so fortunate to be able to work with such a great committee down here. And everybody that has been a part of it, we've just really enjoyed the atmosphere. We've enjoyed being able to be around the fans. We've enjoyed the things that we've had an opportunity to do. So thank you to the whole staff down here at Rodeo Houston for allowing Making A Rodeo Network to be down here and sending you fans all of this coverage. We're going to take a short break here, fans. We've got a lot more rodeo to talk about. We still got the saddle bronc. We've got the bull riding to talk about. So a lot more rodeo action coming your way as we're down here at Rodeo Houston for the Super Shootout Saturday. You guys stay tuned. You listen to MakingARodeo.com.
Hey, guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
welcome back, and want to send a special thank you out to Rodeo Genius for taking care of us out here this year in the 2013 season. We sure appreciate it. But getting down to the Saddle Bronc now, the Saddle Bronc, you know, is got to be also one of my favorite events down there. You know, and that's what makes it so exciting, the Super Shootout. They've got such spectacular events, and, you know, being down here at Rodeo Houston and seeing the format that they have during the BP Super Series and then coming in here on a Saturday, it's a little bit of a break, but you see so much talent down here. A lot of the guys have already competed or will be competing starting tomorrow, and you know, it really is neat, and want to send a big old thank you to Crown Royal as well for making the Super Shootout possible, and this is an opportunity where, you know, the top rodeos of the year, they send their best in the bareback and the barrel racing, the saddle bronc and the bull riding, so they have an opportunity to come down here and you know, kind of showcase, you know, not only did they win those events last year, but now they're down here and they're competing for $25,000. So, hey, it's well worth it. But going back to the saddle bronc, you know, of course, you know, you can't have saddle bronc riding without the Wright brothers, really. You've got Jake Wright, Cody Wright, and then Jesse Wright. And Cody Wright ended up winning the saddle bronc riding, so congratulations to him. 88 in the first round and then came back with an 89.5. There in the final round. So really impressive to watch. Another one that was really, really impressed me and was really great to watch was Cody DeMoss. Now, we've talked a little bit about the DeMoss brothers as well. You see their name when it comes to saddle bronc. We've seen them many times at the Wrangler National Finals. But Cody DeMoss came out, ended up having some difficulties on his first horse. They gave him a re-ride. He came out with an 86 and then an 88, finishing second overall there in the Super Shootout for the saddle bronc riding. So we had the opportunity to catch up with Cody DeMoss. So let's take a listen to that interview. Sure, we can. Hey, guys, this is Scott down here at the Fan Zone. I'm down here with Cody DeMoss. Cody, tell us a little about the Super Shootout and just how well you did in the saddle bronc.
Man, this thing here, they put it on right here in the middle of the rodeo, and Cinch comes in and puts up a whole lot of money, brings the best guys in from the best rodeos throughout all last year, and I think it's a great concept. I think it's a great deal for rodeo. You get a one-day deal. The fans get to watch it. They get to see the winner of the day. They get to see people get on good horses, good bulls, fast horses, and pretty ladies.
That's right. Now, you actually won Cheyenne Frontier Days last year in order to get yourself here this year, correct?
Yes, sir. I sure did. It was a pretty good. It was a really good year last year. I was just blessed, and God really put me in some really good spots.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about your rides now. You actually got on three head tonight, is that correct?
Yes, sir. My first one come out was pretty good, and then just my pickup, he ran right into the pickup horse and hit my left foot and knocked me off the son of a gun.
Yeah, what are you going to do with those pickup men, you know?
They were trying to do their job, and then a horse like that, if you don't lead her off, she can really just kind of get to getting in one spot, maybe rear over and flip. So they tried to lead her off out through there. And, man, I really have never had a very good luck with all that stuff. I had her at San Antonio the other day and didn't do very good on her either.
Well, 86 and 88 down here after your re-ride got you second place overall in the Super Shootout. So congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Well, good deal. Now, when are you going to be here, or have you already ran in the Super Series?
Yeah, I'll come back Thursday for my next go-round or whatever it is here. And, I'm just glad to be here.
Good deal, man. Well, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
You bet.
All right, guys, there's Cody DeMoss, and, you know, it's the first time we've had an opportunity to sit down with him, but really an upstanding guy. We were laughing and cutting up over there. He's really a class act, and, you know, the fans really enjoyed sitting down and getting pictures with him and being able to talk with him as well over there in the Fan Zone, so really good deal. But, you know, one of the other things that we have, you can't have a saddle bronc riding event without bringing in another name down here, and that would be Wade Sundell. And we've had an opportunity to hang out with Wade. We spent some time out with him. He was down here as well for the Super Shootout. scored in 83 points, which, of course, normally wouldn't be too bad. Unfortunately, with the caliber of horses that they had down here, was not enough to bring him back to the short round. So 83 was going to do it for Wade. But we did have a chance to catch up with him. Let's take a listen to the great Wade Sundell, the world champion saddlebarker.
Hey, guys, down here at Rodeo Houston for the Super Shootout. Joining me up here in the fan zone is this guy's a legend, a world champion saddle bronker. We're talking about Wade Sundell. Wade, tell us about what it's like for you to be down here in the Super Shootout.
This rodeo is it's one of my favorite rodeos to come to. I haven't been anywhere yet this year, so it's a good place to crack back out. And it seems like I always got good luck here, so hopefully it'll keep working out.
Well, good deal. Now, you say that this is the first one of the season that you've actually been to?
Yes, sir. My knee was injured when I was at the finals, and then after that I went home and took time off and rehabbed it and everything, and it feels good and strong now. So should be, today was the first one since December, so.
A little rusty, but
it's coming back.
Well, you came out with an 83-point ride tonight, and unfortunately it wasn't enough to get you back there in the short round. But you're also going to be here in the fifth Super Series starting tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, got three rounds of that, and then move on to the semis, and then hopefully to that 50,000 round. So,
well, good deal. Hopefully it'll be a nice week for you down here in Houston, and you make some great rides, and we look forward to seeing you back here there in the semifinals and hopefully the finals.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, guys, there's Wade Sundell, another great guy. Great saddle bronker, too, obviously world champion, and so he's no stranger to it. Now, he's already talking about making it back here to the semifinals, and he hasn't even competed in the regular rounds yet. But we can almost bet that Wade Sundell will be there. But there's a lot of competition here. It really is tight. And these horses, oh, the stock that has brought down here to Rodeo Houston, unbelievable. Now, of course, the first week down here for Super Series 1, 2, and 3, you know, we had Andrews Rodeo Company down here. Good friends Sammy and Rena back in Northeast Texas. We've got to say a big old hello to you guys. They brought some great stock down, and I'll tell you, the stock is just not let up. There's fantastic bucking horses, some fantastic bulls down here. And, you know, these guys are riding for some big, big paychecks, but they're earning every bit of it. So that, to me, is what this event is all about. And to come down here to Houston, Texas, Reliance Stadium, you know, to be down here involved with such great people is really, it's just a great time. So if you guys have not had an opportunity to come down here yourself, you're truly, you know, there's truly something you need to put it on your bucket list. I'll tell you, don't lose hope to come down here. You know, going back, we actually had the opportunity before we came into the arena today to talk with somebody who represents not just rodeo but the state of Texas. And this young lady is one that travels around to many different places. She's a diplomat around rodeos. If you guys have never been to a rodeo here in Texas, you may not have had an opportunity to see her, but then again, you may have. You know, she was out in Vegas. So if you guys are around, you know, and understand what the Miss Rodeo USA is, or Miss Rodeo America pageant, then you know about these young ladies. And one of them was Miss Rodeo Texas, and we had an opportunity to catch up with her. So we're going to let you take a listen to this quick interview as we move along.
Hey, guys, I'm down here at the Fan Zone as we're walking around out here and enjoying the day at Reliant Stadium. And I actually was able to catch up with Miss Rodeo Texas. So tell us what it's like for you to be down here at such a big event for rodeo.
Yeah, well, this rodeo is especially special to me because I grew up in Richmond, which is just about 45 minutes west of Houston. So I grew up coming to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and it means a lot to be able to come back now as Miss Rodeo Texas.
Now, what are some of your goals that you're looking to do this year? Obviously, we hope, you know, we're going to see you in Las Vegas there at the National Finals, correct?
Well, actually, I went to Las Vegas last year. The Miss Rodeo Texas crown goes to June to June. So I went last year and was third runner-up, and I won the highest raffle ticket sales.
Wow. You must have been around a lot of people. Did you sell a lot down here at Rodeo Houston, or do you sell them just out there in Vegas?
Well, I didn't win till June, so then I started selling after that. But I broke the record, and I sold $7,250. $50 worth of raffle tickets, which was a new record for highest sales.
Wow. Now, so what are some things that you do when you're not pageanting or in front of a lot of people? What are some of your hobbies and some of the things you like to do?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm currently a graduate student at Texas A&M University. I'm studying curriculum and instruction to be a teacher. And I also really enjoy barrel racing. This year, when I'm finished with my title of Miss Radio Texas, I plan on professionally barrel racing in the WPRA.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us, and we look forward to seeing you out there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
All right, guys. That was Miss Rodeo Texas, and we really enjoyed being able to catch up with her as well. Now, the moment all of you fans have been waiting for, yes, of course, you know, it wouldn't be a Making 8 Rodeo Network show and a rodeo wrap-up show if we didn't talk about the bull riding. So let's get down to it. Now, there was a lot of great activity going on in the bull riding as well. Not as many qualified rides as what I would as what I'd hoped to see, but, you know, when you're talking about the caliber of bulls that are down here, well, you know, you better bring your A game, I'll tell you right now, because these bulls are something to be reckoned with. And, you know, we've talked about the livestock here since we've been here, Rodeo Houston, and just how impressed we are with it. The ones that actually qualified for the long round, or for the short round, would be Bo Schroeder, of course, and he's actually riding for Rodeo Houston. Wesley Silcox, who was riding for Rodeo Austin, he won Rodeo Austin last year. We had Artie Meyer, who was riding for San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. And then we had Clint Craig, who was riding for the National Western Stock Show out of Denver. So, you know, when you're talking about you're definitely talking about some great talent when you're mentioning these names. All of them have been round winners. You know, we've seen these guys win. We've seen these guys at the Wrangler National Finals and certainly look probably to do so again this year. When it came down to it for the Super Shootout, there was one man left standing. Now, I will tell you, the race was really heated. Bo Schroeder got bucked off in the short round. Artie Meyer came out with an 83 in the short round and scored 87.5 in the long round. Clint Craig came out with 87.5 in both rounds. So he was looking real strong right there. I thought he may have a chance to pull it off. But Wesley Silcox, now he came into the short round. He scored 86.5 on Bad Wine of the 4L Diamond F Rodeo Company. And that is what brought him back out to the short round. Came out and scored a 92-point ride, and he earned every bit of it. And I'll tell you, it's not based on the crowd reaction, but as soon as that ride started to develop and you knew that Wesley had a really good seat on that bull, that 92-point ride was coming. I mean, you just knew it was coming. Well, you know, we actually had a chance to catch up with Wesley after the event, so let's take a listen to that here.
Hey guys, I'm out here at Rodeo Houston as we wrap up the Super Shootout. We've actually got the bull riding winner, Wesley Silcox. Wesley, first off, congratulations, man. Talk to us a little about your rides here today.
Oh, I had two real nice bulls. First one was a young bull. I didn't know anything about him. He went out, kicked out there around the left, and 86 points, and good first round bull. And my short round bull, I've seen him a bunch of times, Bull Lentilhurst. And I knew I could be 90 or better on him, and I'll take a 92, I guess.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 92 sure looked good. I mean, that's the highest points ride that we've seen here all day, so it was really good to see that. Now, you're also competing tomorrow in the Fifth Super Series, is that correct?
No, sir. I've already been out in the series and didn't do any good, so this today made up for it.
Well, sure helps compensate and gives you a nice little paycheck, right?
Yeah, I mean, $25,000 in rodeo in the shootout. You can't complain about that.
That's right. So where are you planning on heading next then?
I'm going to head to Austin to the rodeo over there, and then a CBR in Dodge City, Kansas. That's my next one.
Well, good deal. Well, congratulations today, and we look forward to seeing you down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, guys. There you have it. Your bull riding round winner, Wesley Silcox. Now, as you heard, didn't have much luck down here in the Super Shootout or in the Super Series. So he is unfortunately done here in Rodeo Houston, but you guys, you fans, still have an opportunity to go down there and catch him as he'll be taking off and heading up to Austin, as well as Dodge City, Kansas. So a lot of other activity. This won't be the last time you hear from Wesley Silcox. I can promise you that. His name will be mentioned again in some of these upcoming events. You know, we still have a lot of rodeo left. We're just getting things kicked off. And, you know, how fortunate are we here at Making A Rodeo Network to be involved and be able to come down here and start covering these events from the beginning of the season. So, and without our sponsors, without our supporters, and without you fans, we would not be able to be here. So I want to say a big thank you. We also want to mention one of the guys that came down here and actually helped me out today. A good friend of mine, Mr. Frank Collins, you know, he came out here. The pictures that are going to be posted on our Facebook fan page, he has done all of those. So if you don't like it, I'll be happy to send you his mailing address. You guys can send him some nasty letters. But no, really, I think you guys will really enjoy it. And he did a fantastic job. And, man, I'll tell you, it's so good to meet up with old friends. And got to say a big old Semper Fi to him. So thanks, Frank, for coming down here and helping us out as well. But, you know, this is, you know, we still have a whole other week left, fans. We're going to take a couple days off from down here at Rodeo Houston. Super Series 5 gets underway tomorrow, so you guys can follow along. And if you guys are interested in following along and see how things develop here in this fifth Super Series, you guys make sure to go to foxsportssouthwest.com. We've got the links posted on making8rodeo.com. So you guys go over there, check them out. Make sure to follow us on our Facebook fan page. Make sure to like the page so you guys can follow along with our radio shows and with these pictures and everything else that we're uploading down here throughout the week in Rodeo Houston. So thank you to Rodeo Houston once again for putting on such a great event. Really enjoyed the Super Shootout here on Saturday. Look forward to coming back here on Tuesday. We will be broadcasting our rodeo wrap-up show after Tuesday's performance, and we'll know who's going into the semifinals throughout the remainder. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. Stay tuned to Making A Rodeo Network, and thank you, guys. We will definitely catch up with you here on Tuesday. Until then, have a great weekend and enjoy your day.
Thanks for tuning in with Making A. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.